Indians call the eggplant the king of vegetables. It's a popular ingredient in many native dishes, but a hungry little caterpillar causes big problems for Indian eggplant farmers. The caterpillar, called the fruit and shoot borer, eats holes in the stem of the plant, weakening it and reducing yields. It also munches on the eggplant itself, which is called a brinjal in India. Shapan Datta, Deputy Director General of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, says consumers won't buy a worm-eaten brinjal.
Instead of damaged brinjal, if they see a nice-looking brinjal, they buy it. And they're also getting a lot of excessive residues of the pesticides.
They're getting pesticides with their eggplant because farmers must spray dozens of times each growing season to keep the fruit and shoot borer off their vegetables. In addition to the health consequences, these applications cost farmers a lot of money. But an Indian seed company called Mahico has developed an eggplant that it says will dramatically reduce the amount of pesticides eggplant farmers spray and consumers eat. Mahico's genetically modified eggplant produces a protein called BT, which kills the caterpillar. BT is found naturally in a soil bacterium and has been used for decades as an organic insecticide. Datta's institution was among those reviewing the BT brinjal for health and environmental safety.
It is absolutely safe. There is no unintended effect. There is nothing undigestible protein left. There is nothing toxicological effect. So the data with the BT brinjal and non-BT brinjal, there is no difference.
But every new genetically modified food has generated controversy, and the BT brinjal is no exception.
I think it's exhausted.
That's Pushpa Bahargava, one of the pioneers of biotechnology in India. He recommends a different set of tests that should be performed before any genetically modified crop is released.
Only about 10-15% of these tests have actually been done. And even these have been done by the company applying for permission for open release. Then the company's credentials are as bad as they could be.
The company at the heart of this debate is Mahico's partner, the U.S.-based agribusiness giant Monsanto. Monsanto has a long history of conflicts with green groups over its chemical business, which included such controversial products as Agent Orange and DDT. Conflicts have continued as Monsanto has become a leader in crop biotechnology. Other BT crops, including cotton and maize produced by Monsanto and other companies, have been reviewed, approved, and grown widely in the United States, Canada, Australia, and parts of Europe. To date, there have been no reports of serious environmental or health problems. But Vandana Shiva, a prominent Indian opponent of crop biotech, is not convinced that something won't come up.
I think for decades after DDT was sprayed, you saw nothing. Many of these, in fact, take place much later.
Guillaume Gruyere follows the biotech crop debate at the International Food Policy Research Institute in Washington, D.C. He points to some flaws in India's regulatory system that may have added to people's concerns.
Maybe that's part of the why it's all debated, you know, and why people are not confident into this process. There have been some mistakes on, you know, whether they should include people or not, what type of tests they were running.
Gruyere says the tests that were done have been sufficient, even if the process has been lacking. India's Genetic Engineering Approval Committee endorsed the BT brinjal, but with debates swirling around the issue, India's Environment Minister held a series of public hearings across the country in January, some of which became shouting matches between supporters and opponents.
He really asked for criticism, and he got it.
Whether that criticism swayed him against BT brinjal, or whether farmers eager to spray fewer pesticides win out, may be evident soon. The Environment Minister is expected to issue his opinion on February 10th. Steve Barragona, VOA News.